Okay, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started today. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. It's September 12th, 4 after 10. My name is Travis Martin, an associate planner. I'll be chairing this meeting today. We can go around and just have introductions from staff.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Koder, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Tim Oaks, Water, Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mara Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Tim English, County Fire Department.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumber, Building Official.
Okay, thank you. And our first item today is Conditional Use Permit 1814. Chantal, if you would walk us through it.
Conditional Use Permit 18-14 is a request to allow the 2,500 square foot expansion of an existing commercial building containing approximately 8,000 square feet for the operation of an auto body and paint shop, and of course with the required on and off site improvements on a parcel containing 1.44 acres. The site is located at 1790 South East Street within the commercial general CG1 zone. The project is exempt from environmental review pursuant to 15332 of the California Environmental Quality Act for infill development projects. And the recommendation today is to move to the October 9th Planning Commission hearing. The only comment that I have on the project is that I would like to see the canopy on the south side of the building removed. Other than that, everything else meets planning standards.
Okay, thank you. And we'll now go around for comments. We'll start with Gary.
Basically, the normal accessibility. Is the applicant here? Basically, the normal accessibility you're adding to the building, obviously, you're going to have a grading plan. Nothing out of the ordinary for adding on to an existing parking area.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a grading plan because pretty much the parking lot is staying as is. It's just striping. The only thing we'll have is the access from the public way. Would that be required to go through a full grading plan, or is that it's just like a kind of a sidewalk access?
As I understood it, you're going to add 2,500 square foot of building, correct? So you're going to regrade for that pad? So it would require a grading plan, yes.
Okay, well,
the site plan can include that.
Okay.
And if there's accessibility, you want to check the slopes, make sure that those actually work to current standards.
Okay, well, they're going to do it in two phases. So they're going to do the improvements that are like the administrative part, which is basically already under covered areas. And then the service phase that would kind of be double loaded, they're going to do in a future phase, but they wanted to get their conditional use permit for the entire thing.
They're looking.
So you're going to be doing TI work, I assume.
Right.
So when you submit that building permit, a consultant, Will Dan, should be able to tell you whether or not you've triggered the accessibility issues.
Okay.
Most likely you will for the TI that size.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
No comment from traffic.
Robert?
For Public Works, or the engineering section, the majority of the work that you're going to be working on is going to be your sidewalk. It is not compliant all the way across the frontage. Your driveway is not compliant, again, for the accessibilities. There's a couple other items in here. Go through them. If you have any questions on them, we can go ahead and talk about them and see if you can think about getting them taken care of before it goes any further. This is an approval to go to Planning Commission?
Yes, it will be going to Planning Commission.
So will there be time for any updates or changes?
I believe, no. We're looking October for
October
Planning Commission?
9th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be so the 9th, so we have approximately a month.
So the sooner the better. If you can go through and look at it, if there's any questions, we can take care of them ahead of time before going any further with it. But if you haven't had this, you'll be getting a copy of this.
Okay, thank you.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Ted Brunson, Water Department. With the improvements that are going to be performed to the building, is there going to be a fire service that's going to be added for fire protection?
Currently, fire department is saying that we're required to do that, but there's
okay.
Some questions that we have.
So for any new services with us, it would just be what we call a rule and reg 5 or an RFI application to the new service, for the fire service there, and then for the sewer connection, sewer capacity fees would be due to us prior to issuance of the building permit for the additional square footage that's being added. And just a general note, if there's any street improvements that are associated with the project, then it's the developer's or the developer's engineer's responsibility to submit a copy of those street improvement plans to the water department, separate from the city's engineering section for us to review as well.
Okay.
We're looking to make sure that we're not changing the street profile. There, and I'll pass a copy of the standard requirements to the planner. Thank you.
The auto body shop and paint shop, there's going to be some form of waste generated. Will there be any wet sanding done, dry sanding, oil changes?
They're not looking at oil changes. They're not looking at physical like maintenance to a vehicle. It's just strictly the auto body, but I'm sure there will be some wet and dry sanding.
Okay. I'm going to hand you a permit application. Describe in detail the industrial activities that are going to take place so we can determine whether or not an interceptor will be required.
Thank you.
Is the building currently sprinklered, or does it currently have an alarm system in it?
It is not sprinklered. It does have some form of alarm in it.
Okay. We will not be requiring sprinklers at this point. There will be probably an on-site hydrant that's required. You can talk to Hector about that. I will get an updated conditions letter out to you today, as well as to the city. We just didn't know whether it was currently sprinklered or not. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All righty. All right. Thank you.
So, that's all we have, other than standard conditions. So,
thank you.
The site has an existing refuse enclosure.
Correct.
So the only thing you just need to verify any ADA access requirements with the building division. And you already mentioned the canopy. We were concerned about that turn there with the truck. But other than that, that's all.
Okay. What's your existing construction type?
Type 5 non-rated. It's a
CMU
block.
It's a type 5 non-rated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you may be subject to area limitations on that or have to have a fire separation with the new construction. So just to let you know, you probably want to check into that as far as overall size for your building is concerned.
I think that ultimate build out there at 10.5 with the new service base, and I think they're allowed 9,000, so with our area, we can do the area increase and still meet the...
Based on your frontage, or...?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're leaving aside to that, then?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. As you mentioned, we'll get the copy of all the conditions today. If you do have any questions on them, just say continue to work with Chantal on this so we can resolve anything. And then we're looking to move this on to the commission.
Yeah.
We mentioned that'll be October 9th is the tentative date. We have a motion.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Gary. And with that, we're done. Second item, general plan amendment 18-02, development code amendment 18-03, and conditional use permit 18-03. This is a request to change the general plan and zoning designations. The parcel currently zoned residential medium high to commercial general 1. Consolidating four parcels on a site approximately 1 1/3 acres, and then allowing the development and operation of a drive-through express car wash, the building approximately 5,500 square feet in size. This is located at 1659 South Tippecanoe. It's at the corner of Tippecanoe, Gould, and Davidson. The environmental determination on this is subject to a mitigated negative declaration, which we've already released. Been reviewed by the public. We have received comments, and those have been addressed. And now we are looking to move the item to the commission for further consideration. For comments, we'll start with Gary.
Basically, it's a brand new ground-up project. You're going to have to do a WQMP, a SWIP through the state, prior to grading construction. Accessibility will be taken care of on site, and I have a copy of the conditions If you have any questions, of course, get back to us. That's all.
The traffic study was completed and approved back in February 27. No further comment from traffic.
Okay, thank you. Robert, if you're ready.
Yeah. The previous project that we had in this location, we had asked for dedication on all three sides, Tiffany, Gould, and Davidson. They are written in this same format. Permits being the same, however, we do now have a new city engineer, which has different requirements. Oops, sorry. Which has different requirements, so the stream permits will be a little bit more required. And same thing with the curb return, will be at, instead of 25, we go under a 35-foot radius. Again, everything is written here, so if you have any questions on it, if you have any questions, please let us know. Even though it might get approved right now, we do have chances to update it or make any changes if need be, depending on what type of questions they might be. But ADA sidewalk, handicap ramps and such are the big things that we're looking at this point. That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Ted, is there some older, who's the representative here? Was there some older residential that?
Yes, there is.
Was included in the parcels that are being utilized for the development. Are you going to, is there a plan to utilize their sewer connection, or are you going to have a new sewer connection?
I believe we're having a new sewer connection.
Okay. So for both the sewer and the water, you would receive credit for previous connections that any of the parcels had, but we would need a formal request to be placed with us for the abandonment of those services in order to receive credit. Understand that sewer capacity and the connection fees would be due prior to issuance of the building permit, and same thing as I mentioned to the other applicant. If you've heard, if there's any street improvements that are done where you're going to change the street profile, we need to see any copy of the street improvement plans in addition to public works. And pretty much that's it. Same thing, services would be handled through an RFI application with the water department and is available on our website. I'll pass these to Travis, copy for him and for yourself.
Thank you.
With the car wash, we are going to require an interceptor to be installed so you can pre-treat that wastewater before it makes its way to our treatment plant. We just don't know what size. We're going to need you to fill out a permit application, and based on your waste flow rate per vehicle and cars per hour, we'll determine what size interceptor is required. We'll also need to see plumbing plans, but that's all indicated here, and I'll hand that to Travis as well.
Thank you.
Standard fire department conditions. If you should have any questions, the phone number will be on here for the East Valley office.
So the location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. It does look a little bit smaller than our standard, so I'm handing down for you the city standard, plan 508, which is an 8x15 refuse enclosure. And you'll want to just verify any ADA access requirements with the building division.
Okay. Thank you. Brian?
Yeah, how do the parcels break down on this project?
Currently, and this is oriented, so north is to the right. It's one parcel for this entire northern half, and then this property is broken up, I think, into one here, and then two additional that way.
Yes. Those are going to be combined?
Everything would be combined for this property.
Yes. Okay. That was the only comment I had.
It's one, two, three, four. So there will be a lot merger as part of this.
Okay. I didn't see that on here. That was the only question.
Okay. All right. With that said, I do have a copy of all the conditions for you as well. You can hang out towards the end of the hearing. I'll get you those. And then our motion today was to move to Planning Commission. Again, that would be tentatively for October the 9th. If we can have a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Gary. And that is it for that one for today. Our next item this morning is pre-application 18-23. It's a preliminary review or proposal to develop, establish, and operate a truck and trailer storage and service yard. There would be three buildings on site, combined a total of approximately 26,000 square feet. And obviously with the standard on and off-site improvements. And this is on a project site, currently three parcels, totaling just under 8 acres. This is located south southwest corner of Mill and Waterman. This is just a preliminary review, so we have not made an environmental determination on this just yet. We are looking for no motion. We'll just go around for comments, and we'll start with plan development.
Is someone here for this particular application?
I do not believe we have the applicant here today.
Generally, the pre-apple includes the normal conditions, full categorical WQFP, SWIP. We want to see the drainage taken care of there on Allen, because they've got a trash issue and a plug-up on that catch basin.
Okay.
Obviously, a lot merger or parcel map. And other than that, the normal conditions.
Okay, thank you. And
Scoping the form will be needed for the traffic, so we can determine whether we need the study or not.
That's okay. This is 1 minute. Okay, we'll make sure we get that form to them. And Robert?
Well, we'll be asking for some dedication on Mill Street. The other two streets already have the already existing. Is this one the Travis?
Yes.
What's Elizabeth's?
Yeah, sorry.
Some other improvements or some of the existing sidewalk is damaged and not compliant, so those may be updated. And then new sidewalk on Allen with the correct driveway approaches and such. Everything is written inside the conditions, so if anybody has a question on it, they can get a hold of us before we go on to the next portion of it.
Okay, thank you. Ed?
So same thing, it would be an RFI application for any new services, sewer capacity and connection fees would be due prior to issuance of the building permit. And same thing if there's any street improvements that are required along Mill or Waterman, we would like to see those in conjunction with what's submitted to the city's Public Works Department. That's all.
They're going to Elizabeth, right?
I'm sorry. They're going to me. Sorry. I'm popular today. Thank you.
Bring back.
I'd be happy to let Elizabeth handle this one. All right.
Do you know if they're going to be washing those trucks or trailers?
I'm not sure on the washing. I know there is the repair, though, okay. So or service.
If you can just have them fill out the permit application, and then I can ask for more information after that.
Just the industrial user?
Yeah.
Perfect. Provide that to them.
Standard conditions.
All right. Keeping it easy. Thank you.
The two proposed refuse and closure locations are acceptable, building our standard 508. And ADA with building.
Perfect. Any concerns from building?
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Since we have the applicant this morning, we don't have any additional questions on it. This item was just a prelim review, so we're just receiving comments today. There is no action. We'll provide these and then await a formal submittal. Our next item, and moving on, will be pre-application 18-24. Elizabeth, if you'll walk us through.
Yes, so pre-application 18-24 is a preliminary review of a proposal to develop, establish, and operate a restaurant with a drive-through containing approximately 864 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing a total of approximately 0.48 acres. The project site is located at 2858 North Del Rosa Avenue. And this is just a preliminary review. No action is required at this time, just for comments.
Okay, thank you. As usual, we will start with end development for any comments.
It's basically ground up. We did visit the site. There is some rubble on the site now. We'd like to Pardon?
We cleaned it.
Most of it.
2 days ago.
It wasn't cleaned yesterday. There's still some concrete rubble at the rear of the property.
Oh, okay.
we actually walked the property yesterday. But because it's obviously been demoed,
yes.
We're going to change the signs and so forth. We're going to ask for soils investigation to make sure that everything is not buried in the site. Pretty standard. We're going to ask for a merger because there's two existing parcels. You're accepting some off-site flows from that gas station, and that little knot apart on the apartments. There's downslopes towards your property. Along that northern edge, I think it's the Shell station.
Yes.
Anyway, the gas station. There's a vacant parcel that appears to drain out to your piece two. And those apartments that are on the west side, looks like that sidewalk drains into yours too. So we'd want to be looking at that very carefully on the precise grading plan. Full CAT WQMP, and I think that's the only thing we have. We do have tentative conditions for you. So if you have any questions.
Gary, the parcel behind the gas station is owned by the gas station.
The vacant parcel?
Yes.
Because it looks like both of those parcels actually drain onto your piece. Looks like this drains, and then this has actual slopes that come down
yeah.
to you. If you have any other questions, of course, give us a holler.
From traffic, there's no traffic analysis required. However, we'd like to see the driveway to be right in, right out. We'd like to hear from Caltrain. I'm sure they're going to be looking at it closely because of the proximity to the on-ramp for the freeway. So I guess Elizabeth will be coordinating with Calvin, right?
Yes, I will be coordinating with them.
Has Donnie come there?
Okay, thank you. Robert?
As you can tell, you got the sidewalk, which is asphalt. That will be replaced to regular concrete, your driveway approach. From the looks of it, looks like you're trying to do a radius portion into it, which may be a little bit easier for access. That's something that we'll need to discuss with that with our city engineer. I wrote it as one of our standard approaches, which has the wings on it, but we can allow a radius, but depending on how whatever that comes in, we may say yes or no to that portion of it. The only other thing that I had on there is to make sure that we do have the Caltrans involved with it so that they can, we're not disrupting anything of theirs that are going into their right-of-way and such. There's a sign that happens to be there. I just want to make sure that we have the correct height underneath it, so when your sidewalk goes underneath there, we're not going to have any issues for the height on that. Right now it does it. I don't think there's going to be an issue, but I want to make sure that that sign is not going to cause a problem for you guys. It may have to be raised up. I didn't measure it, but as long as it meets the minimum requirements for that, we'll be okay. And then the 4 foot light.
Is that the business sign you're talking about, Robert?
No, there's a Caltrans sign. And it's a double post.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a double post, and it happens to go right above where the sidewalk goes underneath it. You're going in between the two posts. As long as we have the 4 foot in between the two posts and whatever the height requirement is.
7 feet. Minimum.
So if it's above that, we're good. I just want to make sure you're aware of that portion of it. There's a couple other things on here that to have you look at. Again, we're at a pre-app, so please ask questions, and we can get approval on that radius driver approach. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Alex.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. This is East Valley Water District's surface area, so you'll work with them to obtain a service. Now, just remember that East Valley Water District at this time, they still don't have their own water treatment plant, so their wastewater still comes to San Bernardino. So you still pay us the sewer capacity fees, and they'll still be due prior to issuance of a building permit. With the city of San Bernardino. So that would be our only involvement on this. Other than that, good luck with the project.
Thank you. One question. I've contacted East Valley various times. They can't seem to find a record of this ever had service. I mean, there used to be a 1,500 square foot approximately pizza sandwich shop there.
Right. I recall that, actually.
Was this perhaps under San Bernardino Water District?
I don't believe so because we don't, that's not our service area, so I don't think we would have had a service to that. But
okay.
I would be happy to check it. for you to see. I have a copy of our facility maps here, and we do not have any, it's not showing that there was ever a water service to that. We do have a sewer main in the street, but it's a transmission main.
No, yeah, there is a sewer lateral, and also there's a meter box there, but the meter is gone.
Right.
So, on the property.
Yeah. Don't really know what else I could do to help you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
The restaurant, what restaurant is it? Do you know the name of the restaurant yet? Is it
Albert Taco's Mexican Food.
Okay. Typically, interceptors are required. That's based off your drainage fixture unit value according to the permit application. So I'm going to provide you that. If you can fill that out.
Yeah, we'll complete.
And then based on the value, we'll determine what size interceptor is required.
What's the smallest one? It is a small one.
San Bernardino Municipal Code is 750 gallons is minimum.
We'll have to go with that because it's a small 864 square feet building.
Yeah, we base it off the Uniform Plumbing Code
and
the drainage fixture values associated with each floor sink, floor drain, three compartment sink, hand sink.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just the
Thank you. Fire?
Standard fire conditions. Sprinklers will not be required. Possibility of maybe an on-site hydrant, but if you have any questions, you can talk with the plan checker, and you can reach him at the phone number that's listed on here from the East Valley office. I don't know if he's even put it on here as a condition, so. But if you should see it on there, he'd be the one to talk to, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And Gracie.
So you'll be building our city standard plant 508, the 8x15 enclosure, verify any ADA access requirements of building. The site doesn't appear to provide an adequate truck turnaround for the 32-foot length trash truck. So basically, they'll probably have to use an additional vehicle to pull it out for the driver. But just so that you're aware, it couldn't involve additional service charges because of rolling out or using an additional vehicle possibly.
Could they, pull out and then go through the drive through and come back out? I mean, there's plenty, I think.
No. They more than likely use their smallest truck to go in and pick up the bin for the driver. We wouldn't want that big truck to get in there and have to back out to Del Rosa. So just so you're aware.
So the service will be a smaller vehicle?
More than likely.
Okay.
Yeah, Vertec, our waste hauler, will verify that. But I did go on site and show the site plan to the Vertec supervisor, and there's no way the big truck's going to be able to go on site.
Thank you.
You said you did some demolition out there?
No, we didn't. That was done about...
it was done in 2004.
Yeah.
There's a demo permit on file.
Okay. And then there's no existing on-site treatment, obviously, right? You didn't try to keep the grease interceptor or anything like that.
I don't even know if they had one because that building was built such a long time ago.
Yeah, they weren't permitted in our system.
I'm assuming it was because you said it was a restaurant previously, right?
Yeah, but the building was constructed about 55 years ago. I don't think the grease interceptor was required.
So there's nothing left there?
Basically. No.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. If you don't have any other questions today, Elizabeth will provide you a copy of all these comments, and I would just say to continue working with her to address any questions you have, and then we look forward to seeing the formal submittal.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our Elizabeth, just a moment. Let's have the next item as well. Our next item this morning, subdivision 18-10, this is for tentative parcel map 19987. It's a request to subdivide an existing property, approximately 33,000 square feet, into three individual parcels, roughly 10 to 11,000 square feet in size. This is a currently developed site with three existing buildings on it. We're looking to subdivide it to create an individual parcel for each existing building. This is located at 387 South Arrowhead. It is categorically exempt, subject or pursuant to section 15.315 for minor land divisions of CEQA. And we are looking today into approving this item, but we'll wait a moment on the motion. As mentioned, this is simply just a land division. There is no additional development with the project being proposed at this time. And we will start with land development.
Is the applicant present for this project?
No, this was one of Ed's.
This is one of Ed's
so
as well, yeah.
I think Elizabeth was a little bit concerned about actually approving today since the applicant isn't here, but why don't we hear comments?
Okay. Can we did have a question from someone in the audience? Yes.
On that property, is there somebody here for that?
It doesn't look like we have the applicant here today. I think what we may do then, what sounds like would be the best course, is we'll go around and we'll provide all our comments. We can get those to the applicant. I think it would be best to not take the motion on it today until they've had a chance to review them, and we can address any questions that we do have on it.
I have some questions on that for him or her, whoever is the owner. I have
an engineer. If you'd like to come up, we can go ahead and take your questions. Without the applicant here, we may not be able to get an answer at this time, but we can take your information down, take the questions, and then get in contact with the applicant to get you answers. Yes, just up to the left here.
I did see them measuring their property and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him, one of the guys, and the guy that, I guess it's the guy that was going to put the wrought iron up. And he, okay, there's a, I have pictures, so I don't know if it's going to do you any good to see it.
But Elizabeth, was there fencing being proposed as part of this that you're aware of?
No, there was no fencing being proposed as part of this.
Up to my understanding, they weren't initially,
mm-hmm.
on
no.
their end, they're not proposing any changes specifically or
no.
improvements.
They're not proposing
okay.
any additional changes.
But it sounds like you're saying that it looks like they were trying to put something up.
Yes.
Is that the concern?
Can I go?
Yeah. Okay, please come up.
I seen when they were measuring, okay, this is their property right here where
mm-hmm.
this fence is at.
Okay.
Before then, the other owner came this way,
mm-hmm.
which they used our property.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I talked to the guy that was measuring here and everything, I asked him, what about these bushes and all this that they put
okay.
a wall back?
So
it was
on
him.
The inside of their fencing?
Yes. Okay. There's a fence, but it's on my property,
mm-hmm.
the gate,
mm-hmm.
not the wrought iron. Okay. So they put sprinklers.
Sorry, let me get, since Elizabeth's working on the project as well.
Okay. So they put sprinklers and they put bushes and they put a fence.
Okay.
Okay. That was the previous owner. Okay, so when I talked to him, I asked him, okay, this is your property where the curb side is at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he measured, he said, you're right. So what they did now is they went all along the curb side right here and they put posts to put the wrought iron.
Okay.
Okay.
New fencing or
they're gonna
the,
put
what's
new,
out there?
They're going to put new fence, 7-foot fence.
Okay.
Okay, wrought iron. And so he said that they would be removing that, but that's another thing. Will they remove it? Knowing that's in my property, but they put it on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to know: are they going to take it off, or do I have to take it off?
We would. I would have to follow up with the applicant and
yeah.
confirm in terms of the existing fencing and just
because there's sprinklers in there that
mm-hmm.
they
yeah.
put. So I need those sprinklers either removed or taken off. I don't want anything busted and go under my house.
Of course. I think as part of the project that we have today, there wasn't any mention of them proposing any modified or replacement fencing out there. But what we can go ahead and do, because definitely it is a concern, we do want to make sure the items on your property are addressed. We'll have Elizabeth take your contact information down.
See, and all these bushes, okay, all these bushes right here on their side of the fence, so they're gone and trim them whenever they feel like it.
Oh. And can I ask, what's the address of your property? Just
356 South Pershing.
Okay.
And they go from Arrowhead to Pershing.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
what we can do is we can get your information, and then we can speak to the applicant further about your concerns regarding what it appears that they're intending to do, and then what's currently existing there.
And this is their property from Pershing to Arrowhead.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have faucets. And then another thing.
So you're looking, you're talking about kind of, this is the site here, this is Arrowhead, this is Pershing.
You're
you would be the
side.
Property right here,
yes.
if I had that right?
Here. Yes.
Okay, and we're saying there's some encroachment in this area somewhere. It looks like they're trying to correct it now.
Yes.
You just want to make sure that there's no, they don't leave anything there.
Exactly.
That now wouldn't be accessible.
Yeah.
Upward.
And then another thing is see how they're going to, is that how they're going to do the wrought iron like this?
As I've mentioned, nothing on our project that we're looking at right now had mention of any replacement fencing. So we wouldn't have an answer on that, but that's something that we can definitely follow up with
yes.
the applicant on.
See, because they already put the posts. I don't know if you can see that dark gray pole right there.
Oh, yes, I see exactly what
see,
you're talking
they're
about.
They're going 7 feet high.
You see, so this is looking from Pershing?
Yes.
Is that right? You have the fencing. There's some existing wrought iron at the curb, which we say is their property
the
line, and then they started to put some other
yes.
in to pull it back. Like I said, what we will do today, since we do not have the applicant here to address this, we'll take your information down. Elizabeth is the case planner on this, so she can contact the applicant and get everybody in touch so we can make sure to address address the concerns out there.
And then just another thing, if you can ask them, is there something that they can put to right here?
Mm-hmm.
This is my backyard. I had to put this right here
mm-hmm.
for my privacy. Can they put something to block
That's still the north side of the property?
That's my backyard, yes.
Okay.
That would be my backyard, looking at that.
It's certainly something we can bring up to them. We do have requirements between non-residential and residential properties for what type of screening needs to be in place. Typically, it is more of a solid screening, so we can look into that and see exactly how that can be addressed.
Yes, a screen or something, because when it's windy, and if it's going to be like that because of my front yard this way, their debris comes into my yard.
Oh, I certainly understand.
So I don't want that in my backyard either, you know, so.
Right, so what we will do today, so we're still going to go around the table, just take comments and the conditions on this. We won't take an action on this today because we do want to address your concerns, and without the applicant here, it really wouldn't be appropriate to make a motion on an
just
item.
Somebody can talk to them and tell them I want that.
Yeah.
You know.
If you have just a couple moments to hang out after we go around and just take conditions, then you can step over with Elizabeth. She can take your contact information down, and then we'll be sure to follow up on this.
Okay. And then another thing, the reason I would like that, because if you could see right here, is their trash bin. Okay? They leave it open, and they said they were going to put two gates, on Pershing and on Arrowhead. Okay? That would be so good because where those two buildings are behind there, the homeless are in there. Fire department probably knows there's been two fires last year at that homeless, you know, and they cut through this yard. They jumped my fence. They took in my bikes. They've done a lot.
I believe since that is something we'll look into as well, and since we started kind of talking about the refuse, if we wanted, I believe we're possibly looking at requiring some new enclosures on this property, so that would actually build something to hold those bins, so it would be a little more well kept on the site. If we actually want on this one, we can change it up and go ahead and start with Gracie, and we can kind of get those comments.
You want to have a seat map, and then afterwards, if you want to stay, and then that way we can meet, and then I can get your information, so that way we can get all your concerns, and then I can bring it. Again, we're not going to make a decision today.
Yeah.
The applicant's
nothing
not
will
here,
be approved on this today.
But
we're simply
that way we have a chance to talk to the applicant regarding your concerns, and then following up with you. So if you would like to have a seat,
okay.
And then I can definitely get all your information a little bit after.
Okay, great. And I don't know, trash department, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if they've ever had complaints, but the homeless back there, they use the water. There's no light. They used to have lights. But since there's no lights out there anymore, the homeless are going and getting water from the faucets.
Okay, so we'll get all those concerns put down, and then we can address them accordingly.
Okay.
So if you want to have a seat, and then we can definitely get your information.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll just go ahead and start with Gracie, so we can address those refuse concerns.
So Elizabeth's aware, and Ed is too, that each parcel will have to have its own refuse enclosure are standard 508 8 by 15. And then verify, of course, any ADA access to the building. He does have a plan of how to do that, but we'll see if it's going to work. But right now there's only one enclosure, but since they're all going to be separated, there needs to be
three. You're going to maintain three.
So
okay.
We'll be looking at those placements and going from there.
Okay. Right. Any concerns?
There's going to be an access easement as part of this?
Yes, so there's reciprocal access for shared parking and access for the site.
I see. Okay. I don't have anything else in the name tag.
Okay. And Gary, anything from land development?
Well, we have more questions for the applicant.
Okay.
We wanted to know if it was just for financial purposes only. And to answer the lady's question, they will be required to do a property survey if they do this map. So they'll be able to set corners for you to see where the actual property line is. I don't know if the prior people have done that or not, but they should be able to locate it so that you can see exactly where that property line goes and whether or not those fences are on your property, their property, or whatever. That will be part of what we'll ask for as part of the mapping if they go forward with this. But we have several questions of the applicant as well, so I think the only way we can go forward with our part of it is to find out if it's only for financial purposes or what their real intent is there.
Is it possible to set up a meeting before the next DRC?
I think it'd probably be a good idea.
I think given the concerns that have been brought up now, I think that would be best.
Okay.
Anything from traffic?
Nothing from traffic.
Thank you. Robert?
Yes. Since you are doing a lot merger and everything, at this time I want to ask for the dedication for Arrowhead and Pershing to meet our general plan. Since we're going to be doing the lot line adjustments and changes, I'm going to go ahead and do the dedication at the same time. The other improvements, as for the driveway that's non-compliant, the curb and gutter that's failing, and a couple other things, it doesn't trigger it unless they're planning on doing some type of improvements. Case, if so, I put all these conditions in here as future. So as they start doing improvements, these items will be required of them to do.
That's all I got. Thank you. Ted?
Just the services. If there were any existing services there, they would need to submit an application requesting to have those abandoned in order to receive credits for whatever new services they're going to utilize for the project.
Do you know if the buildings are separated right now?
The buildings are already separated, I believe so, yes.
They're already separated, okay.
Yeah.
It's just dividing the
Have they
the
all been taking service from Arrowhead right now, do we know?
That's a good question.
I'm just wondering if they, hypothetically, if they have been, if it's being split, the one on the east side would only be able to take it from Pershing now.
Yeah, this isn't showing me. So that's the thing, is they might need to individualize,
okay,
you know, the services to each building, because they'll each need to have their own
service.
They can't share service anymore.
Curiosity, and I'm sorry for letting on this,
that's
but it's sewers. You can't have a joint sewer on the same system, so they have to separate it. And if they are separated, we may need to have an easement going from the. If they're all going to Arrowhead, they'll need to have some type of something written, possibly for the
right.
Water also,
okay,
to get from the back lot to the front lot, or by even across the two frontages of Arrowhead. Sorry,
okay,
if that didn't.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
They could do that for the sewer, but for the water, they would need,
yeah,
an individual service for each one.
All right. I can confirm with the applicant to see how the buildings are currently set up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since applicant, I was going to ask if there's any type of industrial facility going in, fast food restaurant.
I think there's already existing uses, like auto-related types of uses, specifically what they're doing. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm
going to
provide you a couple different applications. The food service is strictly for restaurant. Or some type thing, and does the industrial user for anybody else. If they can fill one or two out, and turn it back to us.
Okay.
Great. I can also provide one.
Oh, this one?
That's
thank
it.
You.
OK.
Okay, thank you. And fire?
Access is our only concern.
Okay, thank you.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Got it. Okay, so as we said, we'll disregard the motion on the agenda. We will not take an action on this item today. We sounds like we will coordinate with the applicant to set up a meeting, since we do have kind of a couple outstanding concerns to look at now from land development and the water department specifically. And we will make sure, so to follow up on your comments as well, we certainly want to make sure that they're not doing work outside of their property. So today, we will simply just take comments and continue this item to another date. We will, I don't know if we want to say we want to continue this to the next meeting or...
No, I think once we resolve a lot of the questions and concerns, we will be able to.
Given the number of items we do want to resolve and the uncertainty on how quickly that will be done, I think we will just pull this item from the agenda then. And at the time we resolve everything and are ready to move forward on a motion, we will re-notice and re-agendize the item.
Yes.
If that sounds...
That sounds fine.
Sounds good. Okay. So that will be that for today. The last two items, I'm actually going to do these kind of jointly because they are very related projects. We have... Subdivision 1804, 1805, and the development permit type B 1804, as well as subdivisions 1806 and 7, and development permit type D 1805. These are two kind of similar industrial projects, both fronting Washington Avenue, south of Central, between Central and Orange Show. Each project is to... to do a subdivision to create two distinct parcels on each side of the street for the purpose of constructing, you know, four industrial buildings, all approximately 100 to 150,000 square feet in size each. The action today is not, we are not looking to review the item, we are not asking for conditions on it. We're simply subject to its environmental review requirements. This project has prepared a mitigated negative declaration for each project has. And we are simply looking to release that study for the 20-day public review period. I do apologize. It was a typo on the application. It does say 30-day, but we'll be doing 20. This is anticipated to start on the 18th, so we're looking at next Tuesday to begin that, just giving us a little bit of time to prepare the final documentation. We do have the applicant here. I don't know if they had any questions or any concerns today. Everything good? All right, we got the thumbs up. So I said, with no comments needed, I think we do not need an action on these. We simply wanted to, as we do before we release these items, bring it to the DDRC to make everyone aware that this project is moving forward, most likely completing this process and then addressing any comments. We're talking maybe about 6 weeks or so to bring these back for actual comments and potentially to approve the projects. There's no concerns on these today, then I will close items 6 and 7. And that brings us to the end of the meeting. There's no other questions from anyone else, any of the committee members, and we will look for a motion to end the hearing and move to the next meeting. That will be the 26th of this month. Do we have a motion to conclude the meeting?
Motion to conclude.
Perfect.
Second.
Thank you, as always. And that is it for us for today, then.
Travis, I'll give the updated conditions to you ASAP for that one project where we're not going to...